Sunday. This is BK Jones. I am thrilled to be partnering with BPN Radio and Pastor Dale Gentry for Preaching Sundays every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Let's go to the message. It's an honor to be with you today on BPN Radio. The holidays are one of the most joyous time of the year, and I'm so excited about sharing about the presence of Jesus today as the kickoff for the holiday season. Holidays can be the most extraordinary time of the year for some people, and for other people, they can be the most stressful time of the year. We have to be careful to keep in balance the real meaning of Christmas. Did you see all the craziness on TV on the Black Friday events? There were at least two mall shootings, which broke my heart. We've gotten so far away from the meaning of Christmas. We've veered so far away from the things of God as a nation that someone would actually inflict pain on another person over stuff. God help us to bring ourselves into balance as a nation and as the body of Christ. Christmas truly should be the most joyous time of the year. And it should be that because it's focused on Jesus and the great gifts that the God the Father sent to the earth through him. Have you asked a child lately what Christmas means to them? I've done that, and I've come up with a lot of different answers from different children. For some, it's about the gifts. For some, it's about Santa Claus. For some, it's about the Christmas tree and the lights or visiting grandparents. But very few children answered that we were celebrating the birth of Christ, that it was Jesus' birthday. We've gotten so far away from the real meaning, and it's time we get back to that. What would your child answer? I want you to make sure that this holiday season, that any child that you have influence over will enjoy the presence of Jesus, all the gifts that are packed into the person of Jesus. The truth is that Christmas is all about the gifts, but it's all about the gifts that are offered in us from God the Father through Jesus Christ, his Son. Now, I love giving and receiving gifts. I'm all about that. I used to tell my children that Santa Claus is anybody that delivers gifts for Jesus' birthday, that Jesus went to heaven to rule and reign, and he wanted us to get gifts on his birthday, and that's why we give and receive gifts. That was my idea of keeping Jesus at the center of everything we did. I didn't mind there being a Santa Claus, but I never told them that Santa was real. I explained to them that he was just somebody that decided to give out gifts for Jesus' birthday. And that worked for them. See, God is the best gift giver ever. His greatest gift came in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. His gift is continually useful. His gift is timeless. His gift of Jesus is all-consuming. His gift of Jesus is multifunctional. His gift of Jesus is the greatest gift of all. In John 3:16 and 17, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." What an incredible gift we have in Jesus, that we can know eternal life by accepting Jesus Christ as our Savior. The gift of Jesus is the gift of love, and in that gift lies so many other gifts. In Isaiah chapter 9, the prophet Isaiah is prophesying the coming of the Messiah. In a dark and restless time, the prophet is speaking to a rebellious nation about the hope and the peace that was coming in the person of Jesus, the Messiah. God sent us his very best gift in Jesus. We can receive the gift of salvation and freedom from our sins and stop there, or we can move deeper into our experience with God, into the other presents that are offered through Jesus Christ our Lord. I want to focus this morning on the content inside the gift of Jesus. I love the packaging of Jesus, and he is wrapped up in salvation. That's the focus on the gift of Jesus, is that he came to be our Savior, and that's the obvious gift. When you see a gift, you see the obvious thing, the beautiful wrapping. But Jesus is so much more than just a Savior. A Savior would have been enough, but he is so much more of a gift than just a Savior. So I want to look into the content inside the gifts of Jesus, the presence of Jesus. The advertisement the prophet gave for his birth was here in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 through 7. And it says, "For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. The passionate commitment of the Lord of Heaven's armies will make this happen." That's quite a script for the greatest commercial ever. The whole fix-all for all nations, for all mankind, is in the presence of Jesus. What a deal we get in the person of Jesus Christ. When we accept him as our Savior, we just keep unwrapping his goodness, his grace, his love, his peace. I think if they took the gift of Jesus on Shark Tank, all the sharks would be wrestling for this all-encompassing gift and the guarantees that it offers. People throw the name of Jesus and the name of God around as a swear word, as a household casual exclamation. But do we look at what a tremendous gift we have in Jesus and in his name? What a time to examine the contents of the package of Jesus Christ and all that he encompasses. What a time to read the instructions on how to receive him, how to celebrate him, how to worship him here in the holiday season. Have you ever gotten the same gift that someone else received and you notice that they're doing all kind of things with the gift that you didn't know you could do with your same gift? For example, the smartphone. I used to just text and call on it, and I didn't look at all the options on it. But my husband read the instructions and the manuals on the iPhone, and he was managing his life all of a sudden from this small apparatus in his hand. So I realized that I had the same gift. I just hadn't delved into it as much. I hadn't read the instructions. So what a great time it is to read the instructions of opening the gifts that Jesus Christ encompasses. Oh, he gives us so much. His gifts just keep on coming. So it is in the person of Jesus, the gift of Jesus, that we find the most incredible gifts of all. In Isaiah 6 through 7, it says, "For unto us a child is born," and then it goes down and it says, "He'll be a wonderful counselor, a mighty God, an everlasting father, the Prince of Peace." All these are just incredible gifts. Unto us a child is born. This is not just any child, but he is the Son of the Most High God. He is a Redeemer. He's the promised Messiah. He's the one that's going to save his people from their sins. This is not just a child or a son, but he is a strong force to be reckoned with, so excellent and full of wisdom that the government from here on is going to rest on his shoulders. And guess what? He will be able to manage it. And he is able to manage all the governments in the world. Here is just a small list of who and what Jesus would do and be that the scripture declares. It says, and he will be called a Wonderful Counselor. Wonderful really literally means incomprehensible. We can't even comprehend the gift of Jesus. He's so wonderful. He's such a wonderful counselor, the Messiah. This gift will cause us to be full of wonder and amazement. Jesus is wonderful in a way that is mind-boggling and mind-blowing. He's wonderful in ways that are impossible to comprehend. The word wonderful means incomprehensible. We can't comprehend all of his greatness. The same word for wonderful is used in Judges 13:18 when Manoah, Samson's father, asked the Lord what his name was. The angel of the Lord responded, "Why do you ask my name, seeing it is wonderful?" In other words, why do you ask me my name, since it is beyond your comprehension? It's beyond your understanding to comprehend how wonderful I am. He is able to perfectly advise his people because he is thoroughly qualified in ways no human can be. That's why he's called wonderful. That's why we can't understand all of his ways. In Christ is hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, Colossians 2:3 says, including the knowledge of all human nature. Jesus always knows what we are going through, and he always knows the right course of action. Second, he's the mighty God. Mighty God speaks to God's ultimate and sovereign power. Jesus is God incarnate. He houses all the power of heaven. He houses creative power. He spoke worlds into existence. He commanded things to be that were not. He has healing power. He can speak to bodies and they can be healed in the name of Jesus. And I declare that over you if you're listening today, that the healing gift of Jesus would be active in your body if you're struggling with sickness. He has the power to do miracles and wonders. Some of you are going to God day after day looking for a miracle and a wonder. You need him to rescue you, and that's part of the gifts of Jesus. And I declare over you this holiday season the power of the miracles and wonders in Jesus. Jesus is a visual image of God. He is God incarnate. Thirdly, he is an everlasting Father. The fact that Jesus was being represented to Israel as a father holds a deep meaning to Israel. Since the people lived in tribes and the fathers had many wives, the interaction, for the most part, could not have been huge. We live in a fatherless generation. So many people are without a good father. Many people are growing up without a father at all. But God promised that he would be the everlasting Father. And that's one of the gifts inside of Jesus. I don't know how many of you have ever watched the show Sister Wives, but none of the kids can get that much attention from that father because he has fathered so many children and he moves from house to house. And this is not the way that life was intended to be. And Jesus set things in order when he came. It is very hard for a father with multiple wives and multiple children to be present. But Jesus came representing an everlasting father. The presence of a loving father had to be a big deal to Israel. One that would be Emmanuel, God with us, ever present and constantly in touch, is a big deal to a fatherless generation. And Jesus is the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. What an incredible gift that is in Jesus, one that guides and provides for our personal needs, one that allows and listens and is always in touch. That is the everlasting Father. Next, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Now, Israel was in turmoil, upheaval, much like our nation is today. And Jesus comes as the Prince of Peace to Israel. He preserves peace. He said when he was going up to heaven, he said, "Peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you." Jesus commands peace in the storms of life. When he was on the boat with the disciples and everything was going crazy, the winds started to pick up the waves and they're bouncing around and Jesus is sleeping and they go to him and he awakens and he speaks peace to the storm. And that one of the main gifts of Jesus is that he speaks peace into your life. That's one of the main presents that the gift of God envelops in Jesus is the peace of God. God that passes understanding. Jesus creates peace. He gives you peace when it's not even possible. As a child of God, you can have an underlying peace no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing. You can have the peace in knowing that your God, the everlasting Father, who is enveloped in Jesus Christ, his Son, he is the Prince of Peace. He preserves your peace. He commands peace to your storms. And he creates peace in the midst of chaos. His government, in verse 7 of Isaiah, his government and its peace will never end. I'm so thankful that Jesus never runs out of peace. That is one of the most awesome presents he has ever given us, is that he is the Prince of Peace, and his peace is unending. The truth is that most people come to Jesus at a time of unrest and upheaval in their lives. They are attracted to the offer his Spirit brings of peace. I think about the jailer that accepted Christ in Acts chapter 16. He had been affected by a great earthquake. He knew that he was in danger of losing his job because he was sure that Paul, Silas, and all the inmates had escaped. He was stressed out. What Paul and Silas were offering him through the presence of Christ dwelling inside of them was peace. They had every opportunity to run away, but because of the peace in them, they were able to share that peace with the jailer, saying, "Hey, man, don't freak out. We're all still here. You're not going to lose your job. We're right here with you." Paul and Silas were carriers of peace. When you have the Prince of Peace dwelling inside of you, you become a carrier of his gift of peace. In Acts 16, it says, "Believe and trust in the finished work of Christ, and you can be saved." They're sharing with the jailer, "Hey, just believe on Christ and you can be saved." Salvation is the acceptance of the Prince of Peace. In verse 29, the jailer called for lights and ran to the dungeon and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved along with everyone in your household." What a remarkable thing that their peace brought him to Christ. It's so important that we carry the Prince of Peace during the holiday season. It's so important that we represent the kingdom of God, which is a kingdom of peace. A prince has been given authority. We accept Christ as our Savior, but we have to keep him ruling and reigning on the throne of our hearts to experience him as the Prince of Peace. That's what attracts the world so many times to Christ, is people that are carriers of that dominion and that reign of peace. People that can have peace in the midst of their storms. People that carry peace in the midst of turmoil and chaos. They represent Jesus Christ because the Prince of Peace is dwelling in them, and other people can feel it. Other people don't understand it, but believe me, just like this jailer, when they see God's peace in action, when they see the Prince of Peace ruling and reigning in your hearts and lives, they're going to become curious of what's going on inside of you. In John 14:27, Jesus said, "I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and peace of heart. And the peace I give you is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid." The disciples were facing uncertainty in their minds. Jesus was going away, and they didn't really understand what going away meant. They didn't understand all about heaven. They didn't understand the resurrection. They didn't understand everything that the gift of Jesus encompassed. They wanted to hold on tightly to the gift of Jesus. They didn't want him to die. They didn't understand that even though he died, he would go and defeat hell and be resurrected to sit at the right hand of God and ever make intercession for us. They didn't get that. So they wanted to hold so tightly onto him. And he's saying, it's better for you that I go away, because I'm going to leave with you my peace, the comfort of the Holy Spirit. What a beautiful gift Jesus left us in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. What a beautiful just collage of gifts in the Holy Spirit that he was leaving. He told his disciples, I have been with you, but I'm going away so that I can send the Comforter, and he's going to be in you. And greater works than these will you do because I go to my Father. He's saying, guys, just take a moment. This is only part of the gift. I'm with you right now. I'm walking beside you. I'm teaching you things. I'm showing you how to perform miracles. I'm showing you how to live by faith. I'm showing you these things, but I'm only one person in the flesh. But if I go away, I can be inside of each one of you. I can be that gift inside each one of you, that well springing up into everlasting life. That's the gift that Jesus was offering by going away to heaven and sending back the Holy Spirit. He was offering all the gifts of the Spirit, the gifts of tongues, interpretation, the words of knowledge, words of wisdom, so many, many gifts. Jesus was leaving his people when he ascended back to the throne room of God. And scripture says there he lives to ever make intercession for the saints. So when he was seeing them and he was with them, he had one view. But when he sits at the right hand of God, he has the everlasting view of all mankind from beginning to end. He sees and he knows every trial, everything that's hitting you today. He understands. Scripture says he's acquainted with our grief. Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God, and he's praying for you. He's interceding for you. He's tapping on God's shoulder for you, and he's speaking life and health and well-being over you. I love that he ever makes intercession for us, that he wanted to go back to heaven so that he could represent us to the Father, because we were so lost in our trespasses and our sins. There was no way for us to reach God, but because Jesus came and he died on a cross, and not only did he die, but he conquered death, hell, and the grave. While his body was in the grave, his spirit descended into hell, and it led captivity captive. And then he came back, he visited with the disciples, and he said, I'm going up to heaven, and I'm going to send the Comforter. I'm going to send the gift of peace. I'm going to send you an even greater package, because I've been with you, but now I'm going to be in you. That's so awesome. I've been with you, but now I'm going to be in you. Now I'm going to rule and reign from a different perspective. Each one of you will have the power. Greater works than these will you do because I go to my Father. Can you even comprehend the gift of God that we can perform the works of Jesus here on the earth because he left us the gift of the Holy Spirit? Oh, bless his name. That's a wonderful thing that he left us the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit moving in our hearts and our lives. Just open up every gift that you're offered in the Holy Spirit. Go ahead and open up. Scripture says, Paul said, I would love that you have all the gifts, but I would rather that you prophesy. A prophecy is a word in due season. As Pastor Dale says, one word from God can change your life. a word of knowledge. God's given me words of knowledge for people that change their life because they realize when God tells a stranger something personal about them, they realize that that is a gift from Him, that the God of the universe spoke to a stranger and told them details about their life so that they could find freedom in Christ. What a wonderful God we serve. Oh, His gifts are endless, people. His gifts are just ongoing. They never stop. Every time I think I've discovered all there is to discover, I just unwrap another part of God, and it's so beautiful. In Matthew 5, 8 through 10, it says, God blesses those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. God blesses those who are persecuted for doing right, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. I want you to hear this. Even in our persecution, He's given us a gift. Even though you're doing right and people are coming against you, Jesus says when you're doing right and people persecute you, the kingdom of heaven is yours. When people are working against your peace, but you still show up every day and you bring the peace of God onto the job. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. I don't know what you're going through, but I know that the presence of Jesus is more than enough. Whatever you need, it is found in Jesus Christ, your Lord and your Savior. I don't know if you know Him today, but if you don't, I invite you just to ask Him into your heart to receive all the presence He has for you this holiday season. People come to God in a rough time. Maybe you're going through a rough time now, and you're looking at impossible situations. I want you to know that God is more than enough to meet your needs, that He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, and all the presence that He encompasses, He sent that for you. If you had been the only person on the face of the earth, I believe that Jesus Christ would have come and died for your sins and for my sins. But it's not just enough for Him to die. You have to accept that gift. People will be given many gifts through the holiday season, but if there are no receivers, that takes away from the gift. I want you to know that you can receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you will make God the happiest Father in the world. Scripture says that heaven rejoices and the angels have a party every time someone accepts Christ as their Savior. I want to encourage you to say, Jesus Christ, come into my heart. Cleanse my life. Make me what you want me to be. Lord, forgive me of my sins. I'm so sorry that I've sinned against you, God, but I want to receive all the gifts of Jesus, all the presence of Jesus into my life today. Father, I need you. I need your Son, Jesus. I need the Holy Spirit living in me so that I can walk out this life in peace. Some of you are crying for peace today. I hear that in my spirit. And I speak to every storm in your life and I command it to cease in Jesus' name. I ask for the God of the universe to envelop you with His peace today. I pray in the name of Jesus that every weapon that's formed against you will not prosper according to the word of God. I pray that as you cry out to Him, that you will be able to grasp the depth of His love, how much He loves you, how He adores you, how He truly is that everlasting Father, that you long to feel His touch and you long to hear His voice. He wants to speak to you today, and He is speaking to you through His word. I bless you today in Jesus' name. I command covenant blessings over your life. If you've accepted Christ today, I speak His love and His presence would be all around you, that you'll be blessed going in and blessed going out of every place you go this holiday season, that you truly feel His love like you've never been able to feel it before. I speak to every blockade of His love. I speak to any unforgiveness in your life, and I command it to go in Jesus' name. I want you to release those that you're having trouble forgiving right now. Release them to the hands of God. Just every day, ask Jesus to take your hands off of them so that you can know Him better. I bless you today, and I encourage and strengthen you in your faith. Take on all the presence of Jesus. Unwrap his love. Unwrap every gift that he offers. He's a good, good father. That truly is who he is, and he will never turn his back on you.